This is the podcast for the What is EAP page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. This podcast gives a definition of EAP, describes the development of EAP, locates EAP in a family tree of English language teaching, considers general versus specific EAP, and compares EAP to general English. Let's begin with the definition of EAP. English for Academic Purposes, or EAP for short, is the English which is needed to study or conduct research using that language. It is most commonly associated with preparation for undergraduate study via short 4 to 12 week pre-sessional courses, in other words ones which take place before the study begins. Though many other EAP contexts exist, including courses to prepare students for postgraduate study, longer courses such as foundation year programs, and courses which take place at the same time as the study, called in-sessional courses. Next, let's look at the development of EAP. The term EAP was first used in 1974, when it was a minor branch of English Language Teaching, or ELT. It has grown enormously in the years since, mainly due to the internationalisation of higher education and the increasing use of English as the language of academic knowledge exchange. EAP has had its own professional body since 1972, originally called CELMUS, Specific English Language Materials for Overseas University Students, which changed its name in 1989 and is now known as BALIAP, the British Association of Lecturers in English for Academic Purposes, which supports the professional development of English for Academic Purposes. EAP has its own professional journal, the Journal of English for Academic Purposes, or JEAP, J-E-A-P, first published in 2002. Next, let's consider a family tree of ELT. Another way to understand EAP is by viewing it in the family tree of English Language Teaching, or ELT. For a diagram which may be clearer, please see the website. ELT can be divided into English as a Mother Tongue, or EMT, and English as a Second Language, ESL, or English as a Foreign Language, EFL, depending on whether it is studied in an English-speaking country, ESL, or not, EFL. EFL, ESL are sometimes referred to by other names, for example EAL, English as an Additional Language, or ESOL, English for Speakers of Other Languages, in deference to the fact that for many learners, English is not the second, but the third, fourth, or more language they have learnt. ESL, EFL can be subdivided into General English, GE, and English for Specific Purposes, ESP. General English, which is mainly for exam purposes, is the form learners are most familiar with, since it's the kind of English taught in schools. Due to the fact that most GE students are too far from real communication in English to have any real need to study it, GE is sometimes referred to as TENOR, teaching English for no obvious reason, which directly contrasts with ESP, for which there is a specific purpose. ESP can be subdivided into English for Occupational Purposes, EOP, for example English for Business or English for Law, and English for Academic Purposes, EAP. Next, let's consider general versus specific EAP. EAP itself can be subdivided according to whether its content is general, EGAP, short for English for General Academic Purposes, or specific, ESAP, short for English for Specific Academic Purposes. Whether an EAP course is general or specific will often depend on the students in the class. If they are students who study or will study a range of disciplines, then the course will usually be more general. However, if the students study or will study a common discipline, for example engineering, then the content will often be more specifically tailored to their needs, for example by including laboratory report writing. Many EAP teachers and writers consider EGAP to be synonymous with study skills, since these courses cover areas such as note-taking, referencing, and taking part in discussions, which are traditionally seen as study skills areas, though on the EAP Foundation website they are included in sections according to the areas of English, for example the writing section for referencing, the speaking section for discussion skills. Finally, let's see how EAP contrasts with General English. The difference between EAP and General English, GE, has been briefly outlined above. As mentioned, GE is the form of English learners and beginning EAP teachers are usually most familiar with. Understanding how General English and EAP differ will assist students and teachers as they transition from the former to the latter. Two fundamental areas of difference are the aims of the courses and reasons for study. The aims of an EAP course are to meet the needs of particular learners. This contrasts with GE, which has the aim of improving overall English ability in different areas, reading, speaking, vocabulary, and so on. The reason why students study EAP is because they study or plan to study another subject in English. They may need to study EAP in order to gain admission to university. GE, on the other hand, is studied because it is a compulsory course, for example at school, or because it interests them, for example adult evening classes. A third difference, shaped by the previous two, is the focus of the course. Unlike GE courses, which are level-driven and focus on language, EAP courses are driven by needs and focus on the learner and the situation. A needs analysis is a core component when designing any EAP course. Another difference is the time frame. EAP courses tend to be very short courses, covering a fixed time frame, for example 4 to 12 week pre-sessional courses. GE courses, in contrast, can be more flexible and may cover many years of study. As a result of the short time frame and reasons for study, EAP courses tend to be very high stakes, with entry to university depending on the result, while GE courses are much lower stakes. There is also a difference in terms of skills focus. EAP courses tend to devote more time to reading and writing, since these are the most important skills for academic study and for learning and assessment at university. In contrast, GE courses tend to give more time to speaking and listening. The text types and approach also differ. EAP generally uses authentic academic texts, which are genre-based and, because of their complexity, tend to be explored more fully. GE texts, on the other hand, are often chosen because the topic is interesting and are not usually explored in great depth. They tend to be conversational or social in nature. The form of expression is another area of difference. In EAP, clarity and objectivity are prized, in contrast to GE, for which self-expression and creativity are usually important. Another difference is the role of the teacher. In EAP, the role of the teacher and student are usually more equal. The teacher brings language expertise and knowledge of teaching to the classroom, while students may be more knowledgeable about their own specialist subject, which will be important if an ESAP approach is used and the text contains subject-specific information. This situation is different from a GE course, for which the teacher is seen as the language expert. A final difference is the range of learning skills involved. In EAP, there will almost always be a strong emphasis on study skills, in particular learner autonomy and critical thinking. In a GE class, by contrast, there may be no focus on learning skills. If learning skills are covered, they tend to be limited to language learning skills and may not be a significant part of the course. To see a table summarising these differences, please visit the website. Finally, a summary. In short, EAP is the English which is needed to study or conduct research using that language, seen most often in short pre-sessional courses to prepare for undergraduate study, though also occurring in many other contexts. EAP has developed rapidly since the term was first used in 1974, and it now has its own professional organisation, BALEAP, and journal, JEAP, which will ensure its continued development. In terms of English language teaching, it is viewed as a branch of ESAP and differs markedly from General English. EAP itself comprises a general form, EGAP, which is the one that most of the EAP Foundation website covers, as well as a specific form, ESAP. For more information on this topic, please visit the website, eapfoundation.com/about/what-is-EAP.